Celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with the new Martin Luther plush figure. It features the 16th century reformer holding the Bible and Luther's morning and evening prayers. Go to reformationgear.com, use the coupon code ISSUESETC, and 20% of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. reformationgear.com, the new Martin Luther plush figure, reformationgear.com, and enter the coupon code ISSUESETC. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Just as we were coming on the air, it was being announced, in this case by Fox News, that a 12th Dead Sea Scroll cave had been discovered in Israel. There were 11 that were known, and they've been known for about 60 years. Now a 12th. What does it contain? How significant is this find? Joining us to answer those questions, Dr. Craig Evans, a regular guest, distinguished professor of Christian origins and dean of the School of Christian Thought at Houston Baptist University and author of several books, including Jesus and His World, The Archaeological Evidence. Dr. Evans, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Todd. Always great to be with you.
We recently spoke with you about the big archaeology stories coming out of 2016. Will this be one of the big archaeology stories of 2017?
I don't see how it cannot be. It may well be. I mean, it's early in the year. We got, 10 and a half months to go, but I wouldn't be surprised come December we're going to be talking about this find as the single most important find. Could be the most important find for many years, too. So that's where I think it's going.
What was discovered there, and exactly what promise does it hold?
Well, what has been found are six scroll jars. They match the ceramics and the typology of the other scroll jars from the other caves. Also, now this is key, a linen wrapper. A linen wrapping was used to protect the scrolls. So clearly there were scrolls there, and a fragment of a scroll, unfortunately no text on it, two or three pieces of leather, a piece of papyrus, and then the jar fragments. And by the way, they completely excavated this huge cave. It took a month with a whole bunch of volunteers. And Neolithic things were found in the lowest level. So it's an interesting cave, but it's going to be confirmed officially as cave number 12. That means we all have to rewrite our notes and our introductory books on the Dead Sea Scrolls. And scientifically, the way we can prove it is it's called spectrometry, compare the makeup, the clay of the jars found in Cave 12 with the clay found at the ruins of Qumran and the other caves. And then also we can do DNA matching involving the leather and quite possibly match some of the looted Dead Sea Scrolls that have been floating around for years, and they're called the X scrolls from an X cave. That means they just don't know which cave it came from. Well, you know what? Some of those looted scrolls that scholars have picked up in the last 20 years from Bedouin and other sources may well have come from Cave 12. So this is stupendous. But there are political ramifications, too. We're on Fox News Opinion, a shorter, briefer account. And, of course, the political implication is this is just more proof not only that the Dead Sea Scrolls, written in Israel's native language, Hebrew and Aramaic, not only do these scrolls belong to Israel, which has been disputed, but doggone it, finding the scrolls where we find them on the West Bank shows this really is the land of Israel. So there are huge political stakes involved in this kind of thing.
How did the jars and the scrolls end up where they ended up in all 12 of these caves?
Well, I think the best hypothesis is Qumran realized that the war with Rome that broke out in 66 AD could result in a Roman army marching across the northwest shore of the Dead Sea, and if so, their own compound would be in danger and their own precious library could be in danger. And so they very wisely gathered their scrolls up and hid them in, and now we know, at least a dozen caves. And they were smart to do that because they survived. And here we are talking about them almost 2,000 years later. And because the community, though, was destroyed, their compound was destroyed, that's why we speak of the ruins, Kerbet Qumran, the ruins of Qumran, because it was destroyed and there were no survivors. Nobody went back to collect the scrolls. And then by chance, everybody knows this story, back shortly after World War II, the first cave was found quite by accident. But here's the thing, Todd, you know, for everybody started searching for caves all over the place. Hundreds of caves searched, and 11 were found altogether. The last cave, the 11th cave, was found in 1956. So here we are having this conversation 61 years later, and we have found cave 12. That is just mind-boggling. And what's more, there might even be a cave 13. We may be having this conversation in a couple months and talk about another cave. There are indications of yet another cave that the entrance is somewhat obscure, which is good news. It means it might not have been looted. So, you know, stay tuned. We could be talking about this again.
What do these, usually called the Dead Sea Scrolls, what are they? What's the library like?
Yeah, the library right now numbers just under 1,000. About 220 of the scrolls are books of the Bible. All of the books of the Bible are represented with the exception of Esther, at least thus far as we can tell. We have lots of fragments, and it's hard to know for sure. Then we have about a couple dozen commentaries on Bible books. This is all Old Testament we're talking about, no New Testament. We also have a lot of apocryphal writings, visionary writings, looking into the future. A few of them have to do with the redemption of Israel, the return of the Messiah, somebody called Son of God, Son of the Most High. That's electrifying, that particular text. Some of these are calendars. Some of them are rule books about how you're supposed to obey the law and how you live, how the priesthood needs to be reformed in Jerusalem, and so forth. So it's a very interesting library, and that is what it is. It's a library. And these are precious writings. Most of them are in Hebrew, about 10% in Aramaic, and just a handful found in cave number 7 are in Greek.
Have they all been thoroughly examined in the last 60 years?
Yeah, I think they have. I mean, there's just a handful that have been in private hands, but just I in the last 2 or 3 months, I have myself reviewed two books that came out in 2016 where some of these fragments that are in private hands, private museum collections, so on, have been published. And so there's almost nothing now that has not been published from the Dead Sea Scroll caves, unless there's some new discovery. And if a cave 13 shows up and it has scrolls in it, well, then we'll have some new stuff to work on and publish.
I guess what I'm wondering is, could this just be the tip of the iceberg? Not just the 13, but maybe this is something that we'll be talking about 10 years from now.
It's very likely. I mean, I know for a fact, it's all underground. I mean, this is right out of, we need Robert Ludlum to write this up as a mystery novel. It's incredible. We've got scroll fragments we know of that are in safe deposit boxes in Switzerland, if you can believe this. And you never know, a Bedouin, there's always some Bedouin that comes forward, and in his saddlebags is a scroll fragment handed down by his grandfather. I mean, this kind of stuff is right out of a movie. And so, yeah, you and I could be talking about this in 10 years. It's not going to go away anytime soon. The thing is, there might be a Cave 13, and one of the archaeologists, my inside source, Randall Price, I'll name him, he's a great guy, he's the one that phoned me up last week with breaking news, and we had to keep it secret until today. But Randall said, in his opinion, at least a 13th cave, maybe even a 14th cave. And so there's going to be more exploration, more excavation in the weeks and months ahead. So this is incredible. But like I said, they're already looted texts stolen from Cave 12, texts stolen from Cave 8, by the way, that are in private hands. And so, things will come to light from time to time in the months and years ahead.
Finally, with about 30 seconds, further confirmation, as you have said and others have said, that the spade is the Bible's best friend?
I would have to agree. Archaeology shows that again and again. I do not know of a single discovery that shows the Bible is simply wrong here or there. Not one. But I can tell you, if we had time, I could go on for hours about how many theories about how the Bible was wrong, and those theories got proven wrong by an archaeological discovery.
Dr. Craig Evans is Distinguished Professor of Christian Origins and Dean of the School of Christian Thought at Houston Baptist University and author of several books, including Jesus and His World, The Archaeological Evidence. You find a link to it under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Dr. Evans, thank you, and I'm glad you could finally tell the secret.
Yeah, I've been sitting on it for a while. It's been killing me, but thanks, Todd. And you know, you're the first I've talked to on radio. So there you go. You got the scoop, my man.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to review the Oscar-nominated movie Hell or High Water with Pastor Ted Giese, and we'll find out why Jennifer Roback Morse thinks that we should remove marriage penalties from all welfare programs. We'll also conclude our series on Gnosticism in the 21st century, talking with Pastor Peter Burfind. That's tomorrow on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to eighth grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us.